Thank you guys for coming up, and Dwayne for that pastoral prayer and leading us in that and just being encouraged with them going. You know, let's be reminded Saturday morning as they gather here at the church to be praying for the mission team during their time at Mexico. We'll talk about it next Sunday, and I'm sure in a few weeks after they come back, they're going to come and share with us. But let's just be holding up them up before the Lord and all that God is doing there. So today we have a very simple message, but one of encouragement to us all. Like I said earlier, we're continuing on in a family series, so there's always a church family, individual family focus as we would look into God's Word and see what God is instructing us or teaching us. So we'll be looking at a few scriptures, selected scriptures today, so I don't have one to just for you to turn to, but go ahead and grab your Bibles and be ready to bounce around a little bit, or we'll look at six or go ahead and grab your outline so you can follow along. Helps you to follow along as we continue to study God's Word with the family focus, like I was talking about. Individually, yes, and corporately as a family of God. To start with, I want to give you a word to think upon, and go ahead, you could share with me if something comes to your mind or heart. But I want to give you this word, put it in your mind, and see what you think. The word is cooperation. Cooperation. When you hear that word, what do you think about? Cooperation. Teamwork, right? We think of teamwork, right? Cooperation, working together, teamwork, anything else? What do you think about? What comes to your mind when I say that word? Agreement, right? All right, there's some unity, agreement. That's good. I like that too. Teamwork, working together. How about solidarity, right? It's a good word when you think of cooperation, right? I mean, how many mom and dad in their home are trying to get the kids to cooperate with what you're trying to do, right? That's like, I mean, that's probably the big project this week, right? Can we cooperate with mom, and can we put the laundry over here? Can we not, you know, leave the dishes on the table? I mean, just if you think of that word, and it's working together, it's teamwork, it's solidarity, unity, it can even be fellowship. In the life of the believer in Christ, in our lives, we are to be working together in unity, cooperating with who? Christ, God, right? We're cooperating with God, with Christ. In the life of the believer in Christ, that's what God reconciled you to. He brought you, restored you back into relationship with God, gave you a new life in your salvation, regenerated you, new life, restored relationship with God, forgave you, gave you his word, this truth, to understand it. You would be cooperating with what God is doing in your life. Amen? That's what we're to be doing. It's a simple word. Like I said, simple messages encourage us all. But in our families, a good thing to focus on and remember, we are to join in, that's what I called it, in God's work. We're going to be talking about cooperating with God's work and what he's doing. So what is God doing in the world? What's God doing? When we think of the word cooperation, if we're going to be cooperating with God with what God's doing, we want to know what he's doing, right? Yeah, your mind's thinking now. So God is at work in the world. What God is doing in the world, look at your outline. It's right there. God is building his kingdom. Psalm 145:13 says, look at it with me, it's right there in your outline, your kingdom, speaking about God, is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. See, God's kingdom was going on before we were here. He's not building a kingdom in the sense of from start. The kingdom's here. He's building the kingdom by adding people to his kingdom. He's building the kingdom family. And the way the family lives, and the way the family worships, and the way the family, that kind of thing. His kingdom's already been here. It's from everlasting. It's already was here. So in the building of his kingdom, God is adding people to it. So he's building a kingdom family. Colossians 1:13 says it like this, that in our salvation, God rescued you, God delivered you, delivered us from the domain of darkness. You belong to the earthly kingdom, which is in God's kingdom, and it's darkness, and he needed to rescue from it. God's not building an earthly kingdom. He's not building a kingdom here on earth. He's building God's kingdom exists. It's not this earth. We're all going to be part of it one day. It's the heavenly kingdom. He's bringing people into it. He rescued you from the domain of darkness. He rescued you from the earthly kingdom. And listen to what it says, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. You now belong to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. His salvation is delivering you to the kingdom of God. He's building his kingdom. So we belong to God's kingdom. God's kingdom family. A lot of verses we can look at that. And that's what God is at work at in one thing. Jesus in Mark 1 said the first things that he said when he came into his ministry, he said, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe. Christ, the kingdom of God is at hand. The coming of Christ, coming of the Savior of the world, coming of that, it became at hand, it became available, it's there, and for us to repent, to turn from sin, to turn from serving self, to embrace Christ, to go a different way, to be saved. God building his kingdom family. That's what God's doing in the world. He's also building his church, right? We all would know that. You would agree, right? God's building his church. Matthew, it's in your outline, 16:18. Jesus said, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it. Christ is building his church, and the rock that he's building it upon, the foundational rock Jesus is referring to, is that Jesus is the Christ, the Lord, the Savior, the Son of the living God. That's the rock the church is being built upon. When you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, when you trust in him as Lord and Savior, and that he's the Son of the living God, when you put your faith in who he is and what he's done, you become part of the church, a member of the church family. God is building his church. He's building it with people, and he calls them family. Turn your Bibles to Ephesians 2. Let's just kind of walk through this. And like I said, very simple message, and I'm only going to talk like 25 minutes today. It's Father's Day, and we had a lot of going on today, and we got barbecues. Who's got a barbecue? Right? Who's going to eat food after church? Let's go. Okay, there we go, right? A lot of things going on. So Ephesians 2, and I just wanted to prompt our heart and think about it. So what is God doing in the world? And we can identify through God's word, we can identify what God is doing. Yes, he's doing a lot of things in a sense of individually in our lives and showing you these kind of things. But as you would look at the overall thing, what God has done from the foundation of creation, God's kingdom existed and he created and creation fell and rejected, you know, were deceived and didn't follow him. And God has been at work. The Bible's a book of redemption. And that's what he's been doing ever since. And when he's done, we're not here anymore, but he's building his church. So we're looking at Ephesians 2. Look at verse 18 and fall to 22. Here the Apostle Paul's writing about what we're talking about. He said this in verse 18, for through him, that's Jesus Christ, we both have our access in one spirit to the Father, that through faith in Jesus Christ, through our union with Christ, our lives become in union with him, we have full access to God the Father. That's the reconciliation that comes through salvation. Look at verse 19. So then, you are no longer strangers or aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and are of God's household. That's what happened in our salvation. You became followers of Christ in the heavenly kingdom. You're citizens of. You're of God's household. You're of his church family. That's what he's talking about there. We're not strangers and aliens from each other. We're all the same. We're all fellow citizens of the heavenly kingdom with all the saints, and we are of God's household, God's family. Look at verse 20, 21, 22. This is what God is doing. Having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone. The apostles and prophets wrote the word of God, wrote the gospel, wrote the truth, those kind of things. God's church, God's kingdom is being built upon the truth of God, the truth of Christ, and Christ being the cornerstone of everything that's built upon. Look at verse 21. In whom, in Christ, the whole building, that's us, being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit. God is building his church, fitly framing us together, growing us into a holy temple of the Lord. That's what God is doing. That's what he's doing in the world. That's what he's doing in the Living Word Fellowship. That's what he's doing in Christians. That's what he's doing. That's what he's building his kingdom family. He's building his church family. That's what God, the creator of all, is doing in the world. And if you've come to Christ, that's what he's doing in your life. He's fitly framing you in the body of Christ for you to live in the church family one day, to live in his kingdom as his beloved people. Do you agree? You want to argue with me? You want theology? You want to say, okay, well, I think God is kind of, I think we all agree. We know this to be true. It's good for us to remember, to think about, okay, what is God doing here? This is what's happening in the world. He's not building America, okay? Oh. But he's not tearing down America without any other nation, any other state, that's not what God's into here. God's into working in people's lives, reconciling to him, building in their lives, making them family, asking them to influence the world that they live in, And America came about because a lot of people were influenced by God and Christ, and this, and God led them to establish a place where people could worship freely. That was God at work in their life, but God wasn't building this. He was working in people's lives, and this came as God provided for those on the earth. It's a good way to think about this and remember this, because sometimes in our thing we think in kind of a different way. But we've got to remember that. So we agree with this is what God is doing. And we looked at Ephesians 2, 18 through 22. 1 Timothy 3:15 says, the household of God is the church of the living God. The household of God is the church of the living God, the pillar and support of the truth. So God is at work building his church family, his kingdom family, and he's also building godly families. Yours individually, ours corporately. That's what he's doing. Because he's at work in the lives of people, building them to live for him, and he does that in the family dynamic. He designed it. He's the one that designed that will be families. The design of the family is from God, and it's to build godly families. Like it says, we won't turn there, but like it says in Ephesians 5:20, I think it's 5:20, 21, yes, all the way to 6:4, which we looked at some of it today in the baby dedication. But he's designed it in submission to each other, wives to their husbands unto the Lord, loving their wives. Children are obeying their parents unto the Lord. Parents raising their children in the ways and nourishment of the Lord. So God is at work. He's at work at building his kingdom. He's at work at building his church. He's at work at building godly families. For his glory, for our good, but for his purposes. You guys agree with that? You guys agree? Yeah, that's what he's doing. Right? And he's doing that now, and the church age is now, and he's going to be working on that. God has a plan and purpose for when the church is raptured and when Christ returns and all of that, and all the way to eternity, to where we're all together in the heavenly kingdom with him, living as God's people with him. It's just what he's doing. It's what he's about. And he does it by salvation and sanctification. Look at your outline. It's right there. You become a part of God's family, a part of God's church. Through faith in Christ, through salvation, God grows you, matures you unto godliness, unto Christ-likeness, that sanctification. As a family member, God is at work in your life. This is God's work. I want to illustrate this just for a little bit. Frank and Bruce, you guys going to come help me today? These guys volunteered to help me today. Frank went out. Okay, who will help Bruce? Go ahead, come on up, Ryder. All right, we're going to build a house. Okay, this is what they're going to do. They're going to help me build a house. This is what we're going to do. So the blue is going to be the foundation of the house, okay? So the yellow, you guys build the sides. Can you build the sides of the house with the yellow? Okay, so they're working on that, right? I had a struggle with how easy or how hard I was going to make this. Because it's not easy to build a house, is it? Ask God. It's not easy to build a kingdom or a church. Or go ahead, guys. So we're building a house. I want us to illustrate this. Just kind of look at it, you know, on that. So these guys are doing great. So we're going to go with a flat roof, okay? We live out in the prairie. Not much rain. It's hot all the time, okay? We'll put a little grass on top. They can try to shade it up. But, you know, I had trouble yesterday when I was practicing on that, getting that piece right in there. And I decided, you know, I'm going to have somebody come help me. I was going to do it myself, but yesterday proved that, no, Ken, you don't want to do that. Good job. All right, let's get the roof on. It'll still work. You know, we got a little air opening up here. It'll work. I promise you. You guys can make it work, right? Because no house is perfect, and we truly know that no church is perfect. And the people of God are perfect, but God is at work in our lives. So sanctification always happens, right? Good, I like that. Let's give them a big round of applause. They did a great job. Thank you, too. I love it when young people just come up and go ahead and do that, and just encourages me when they do that. But as you saw that, right, now I want you to turn your outline over. Turn your outline over. That's what we're going to be looking at. Cooperation. Here's the question. How's your cooperation? Are you cooperating with God to do what God's doing in the world? He's building. Right? You all agreed. You all agreed that God is building his kingdom family. He's building his church family. He's building godly families. Is at work in the world doing that? That's his focus. That's what he's doing for his glory. I'm becoming more and more Christ-like for the glory of God. That's what he's doing. Sanctification is happening in your life, right, Sarah? Right? Maybe it's not as fast as sometimes you want to, and not as easy, it's sometimes painful, right? But is it glorifying God? Is it what he is doing? Right? Sometimes we're in, sometimes we're not in, right? We're all the same people, right? He's building. So here's the thing. Are you cooperating with him? That's the crux of Christianity, isn't it? That's the crux of renewing our mind, like we've been learning in Sunday school and learning about correction and learning about repentance and forgiveness, learning the truth of God's word and all those kind of things. The thing is are you in? Christianity, are you cooperating? You, God, the Holy Spirit, well, as he works through your word, you know, Craig, you know, I didn't share a lot today in the class because I had a lot that I could have shared with that God speaking about my life is like, God just says, hey, you're just not cooperating with me right now. I want to do this. And you're not cooperating. You're kind of over here building a house over here and asking me, this is what God was speaking to my heart. God, come over here and build this. God says, I'm not building any of those things. And so important aspect is we would look at, are we cooperating with God? Is that what we are doing as believers in Christ? You know what? It says this, deny yourself. Jesus, the greatest words in the Bible that I think from Christ, deny yourself, take up your cross, follow him. I have to deny my flesh. I have to take up whatever thing I'm going to be challenged with in this life and I have to follow him. And here's my flesh. I'm leading. I want no challenges, right? Fulfill me. Don't deny me, God. Am I any different than you? That's the challenge of humanity. I want God to follow me. I don't want any trials. And I don't want to deny myself. I want God to fulfill myself. Fulfill it, God. I think I'm human like you. Let's hopefully I'm human like you. And then God is at work in our lives to show us, no, this is a different way that I'm building, that I'm working on, that I'm doing. Are you going to cooperate with what I'm doing? Are you cooperating with God? Look at Philippians 1:6. Turn your Bibles there. Philippians 1:6. Like I said, this is an encouragement message. You know, for God to speak to us in the truth and recognize just in our own lives the struggles that we have and that kind of thing is such an encouragement because it is always to us because we recognize as believers in Christ that God is like speaking to our lives because he loves us and there's nothing in the world that loves us more than Christ and God and he loves us best. Fathers, today, some of you, it's hard to believe your wives love you incredibly, right? You would say, no, my wife loves me best. No, the Lord loves you best. But look at Philippians 1:6, just a couple of pages of right in my Bible, Philippians 1:6, and I have a question for the dads today. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Paul writing that to the believers in Philippi. But he said, I'm confident, you know, the Apostle Paul, of this very thing, that he who, that would be God, who began a good work in you, your salvation work, will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. So let me ask some of the dads here today. What is the good work? You guys help me. What is the good work that he's going to perfect or complete? Salvation, what does that work look like? Completing salvation's work. So you're not saved? Oh, you're saved unto God completing his salvation work in you. Your salvation's secure, right? Okay, but when you say salvation, we understand that, but let's clarify it. The work that he's doing in you that he began is salvation, opened up your heart to the truth of God. You repented, gave your life to Christ. He, in his salvation, gave you new life, new heart. That kind of thing, but he's working on completing that work in a sense called sanctification, right? That's what he's doing. You cooperating with that? Cooperating with what God is doing. That's what he's doing. I mean, it's not hard. It's not complicated. You don't have to line it out like it's something else. It's what it is. It's called, you were growing, maturing, you're to be representing God's salvation, proclaiming his kingdom. God is at work in your life to represent, for you to represent Christ and the truth of the transforming work of Christ. Now let me ask you, how do you cooperate with God's work? Dads, how do you cooperate with God's work? So we'll be cooperating with his work. He's doing this work in our life. Did you have to use that word? You heard it was obedience. You're not really sure. No. But it's true, right? It's follow, huh? And that's kind of a struggle for our nature, even the men, right? I mean, I'm not going to, especially men, yeah. I'm not going to let the women off the hook, but really, there's a following. There's an obedience to God's word. That's how we cooperate, you know, with what God is doing. There's some other things. What else, men? What other things? All right, relational aspect, getting to know him through his word, right? Studying his word, getting to know him, you know, a relationship aspect, you know, nothing greater than knowing Christ, right? And I'm continually growing in my knowledge and understanding of Christ. That's Philippians 3. We could get into all that, right? Look at chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Chapter 2 to verse 12 and 13. So the thing here is so how do we cooperate with God's word? Look at Philippians 2. Verse 12 and 13, look what God says here. So then, Paul is writing to the church, my beloved, just as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. You know what that says in there? It says exercise the new life that you have in Christ. Work out your salvation. In your new life in Christ, you've been given a new heart, a new life, and in salvation's life. You love God. You love God's word. You desire to honor God. It's your new life in Christ. He says, work that out. Exercise that. Live it. For it's God that's at work in you. Bringing about what he planned and purposed into salvation for that to come out of your life, right? He's doing that. This is what God is doing in the world. This is what God is doing in his church. This is what God is doing in Christianity. This is what God's doing in us. Cooperation is a good word, isn't it? That's the struggle, or that's the crux of it. Turn your Bibles to Colossians 1. A couple more pages to the right. Look at verse 9 through 11. And, you know, I'm just picking out a few verses on this. And like I said, simple message, looking at truth. So we're looking at this. How do we cooperate with this? What God is doing in the world, in Colossians 1, 9 through 11, look what it says. The Apostle Paul writes this to the Colossian church. For this reason also, since the day we've heard of it, he's heard of their faith and salvation. Man, I heard these guys came to Christ. They believe in him. They have faith. They love others. You know, their faith is alive. They're new creatures in Christ. They have the new life. We have not ceased to pray for you. So they're going and petitioning to God and asking God that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Let me help you with that. Filled isn't that this thing is half empty, half full, that kind of thing. It has nothing to do with not having enough, that kind of thing. It's plerao in the Greek. It means to be controlled by or dominated by or led by. That's the word that it means. Like when you're filled with anger, all you are, you're just overflowing with anger, and so it dictates everything in your life. And he said, on your behalf, I'm praying to God that you would be overflowing in your life, that you would be overwhelmed in your life, that you would be controlled in your life by the knowledge of God's will, what God wants, what God's desire, and spiritual understanding and spiritual application is what he's talking about. Holy Spirit application and understanding. He's saying, I'm praying for God for in your life to work in your relationship with him, that you would be controlled, led by God's will, understanding, have a knowledge of it and its application. Now, let me ask you, what's God's will? What is he doing in the world? Three things. Tell me. Come on. He's building his kingdom family. He's building his church family. He's building godly families. That's God's will in this world for his glory, for his good, all the different dynamics of where you work, what you do, all of that kind of things. If you will cooperate with what God is doing in knowing his will and how it applies and how you understand it, verse 10, 11, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for the attaining of steadfastness and patience joyously. Listen, pretty much the simple crux is this isn't complicated what God's will is. It just causes us to take up the cross, deny ourselves, and follow. We are to be cooperating with what God is doing, and that's the challenge. We know God's will. We don't know what job he might have for us in the future or the certain details, but we know what God's will. He's building his kingdom. He's building his church. He's building godly families for his glory. When he's done, it's all over with. The dynamic of it all, how it works out and all of this kind of stuff, we may not know, but we know God's will. We know how to understand it and how to apply it. We want to cooperate with it. It's an important aspect of what he's teaching us. We're to share the truth of the kingdom, we're to share the good news of Jesus Christ, and we're to live out the new life that he has given us, grow and mature in the Lord. We know that's God's will. How's that working out in you asking God, will you fill me, plurao, will you give me a heart that's willing to be led by your word in the knowledge of your will in spiritual wisdom and understanding? Listen, especially you fathers here today. Well, I want you all to listen, but I don't know why I wrote that in there. Dads, you have to listen today. We're really not building anything on our own, are we? Don't be deceived. We're not building anything on our own. Look at the front of your bulletin. Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build, build in vain. We're not building anything really on our own. They labor in vain who build it. God isn't cooperating with us. It's us cooperating with him. Listen, God is building a house. Right? The only way that the verse even works, unless the Lord builds a house, is that you're trying to build a different house. That you're trying to build a different kingdom. That you're trying to build a different life. Because God is building my godly life. He's building my life in the church family. He's building my life in the kingdom of God. And he began a good work in me, and he's going to complete it, and I'm to exercise my salvation and work out my salvation. For God is at work in me to will and to work for his good pleasure, and I am to cooperate with what he is doing. It's hard, it's difficult, it can be challenging. But if I think that I'm building my own, God's just waiting for me to come over and start cooperating. It's just the truth. It's so encouraging, though, because what he builds is incredible. We're just to cooperate with God as he builds, join in the building project. Our family, Dad, see who we are cooperating with. They absolutely see. Your children know who you cooperate with. They know. They absolutely know who's guiding and leading you on how you work and build your family. They know if you trust God, if you're believing God, if you're following God. They know when you struggle in it. They know you when you repent in it. They just say, wow, you know, they just know. The other thought, just a few minutes here, that is of great importance, is as we cooperate with God, we are to have cooperation with each other. Look at your outline there. That's God's design also. If you cooperate with God in his work, you cannot help but cooperate with each other. Now, let me encourage the moms and dads here today. That's the foundation of the oneness that God has given you. Ephesians 5 again. As dad cooperates with God and be the husband that he's called him to be and the dad that he's called him to be, as mom cooperates with God and be the wife that she's to be and then the mom that she's to be, and then they're cooperating with God and they're part of the church family that they're sure to be, their unity is incredible. It is absolutely transforming how one you can be with your spouse if you just cooperate with God. I never knew that. I never understood that. I grow in my oneness with my wife because God is still at work in me and helping me cooperate with him. And the whole challenge in our oneness is our fight for us to get to us to cooperate with each other. And if we'll just cooperate with God, God's kind of already worked that out. No, God wants me, you know. You see what I'm talking about? So the dynamic, if we're cooperating with God, in what he's doing in the church and in our lives, it kind of juxtaposed, kind of comes out that what happens is we're cooperating with each other. Who said that word unify or unity or the different dynamics of that? Fellowship can be even one of them. So we don't really cooperate with each other unless we're cooperating with God. It's kind of a false cooperating with. In Nehemiah, let me just kind of move on here and finish this up. In Nehemiah 3, Nehemiah is moved by God to rebuild the wall around Jerusalem for God's glory, so he challenges the community of God's people to work together in building the wall. In chapter 3, he talks about the dynamic of the work. Some 42 different groups of people begin to work on the wall and the gates in the wall. Each group with its own section, each group with its own responsibility, they rebuild the wall together, cooperating with each other. It was interesting. They didn't have some parts that were tall and some parts that were short. You know, sometimes in our own idea, and we're not cooperating with God, but we're going to go do something of God, we kind of don't cooperate with each other, and we kind of... It's interesting that the wall wasn't like, oh, I built it 40 feet high, and I got sparkles on this side, and I painted this side pink, and the next guy over here, he's got the wall this high, you know, the height that it was, and then, you know, they have all these gates, and, you know, some people are like, oh, well, you know, that's a lot of iron to build the gates. I'll build me a little skinny gate. I get through the gate over here, and then somebody over here is the gate that they rebuilt. Man, they made this gate all the way across. I want a big gate. See, the individual thing didn't happen in all of that. It wasn't about, oh, well, I kind of want the wall this way, and I kind of want the gate that way. It was about cooperating with God and then them cooperating with each other. Guess what? They built the wall the way God wanted the wall built. They built the wall with the gates that God wanted the gates in. But each one individually wasn't hearing about how we are going to put the gates in. It was them collectively as they followed God and were cooperating with God and working through what God was doing that they built the wall that God was building. See, they saw that God was building the wall using us to build it. And see, Living Word Fellowship, I'm not building. Elders aren't building. You aren't building. God is, and we're cooperating with Him. And when we do that, we will cooperate with each other in different manners. But you know as much as I do as a dad that when I'm not cooperating with God, I'm forcing my family to cooperate with me. And there's no blessing in that. Amen? And that's what we want us to think about today. Not a lot of other verses, but turn to Philippians 1:27. Because next week, what we're going to look at, and I got one more word on this, is we're going to determination. And we'll talk about that word as it works out in God's word, you know, God's building, all that. But here, as we look at cooperation, I want you to look at one last verse, Philippians 1:27. And we'll close with this. Probably one of my favorite verses in the Bible, just in my relationship with God, how God has worked in my life. And it says this, Paul writing to the church at Philippi. A lot of context there, but let me just read the verse. Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or remain absent, I will hear of you that you are standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Church, that's what God wants to do at Living Word Fellowship. But just not here, but in each body of Christ that God is at work at through our community. And then He wants us to work with those in our community that God is at work at, even in other bodies of Christ. But that's what God is here. Only conduct ourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel. That word, conduct yourselves, in the Greek, in the original, it's talking about conduct yourselves like your heavenly citizens in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come, Paul says, or to see you or remain absent, what I hear that's going on in your guys' life, that you're standing firm in one spirit with one mind, striving together for one faith of the gospel. The only way we're going to do that is to cooperate, all of us, with God. That's how God does that. So be encouraged today to parents, dads. You know, as you lead your family, as you shepherd, you know, those that God has put in your life, your wife and your kids, as you work toward, you know, doing what God wants to do in your family, seek Him, seek after Him always, cooperate with Him, let Him guide and lead, let Him build your family. I don't think anybody's been disappointed when they've surrendered their life to God building it. Let's pray. Father, we're blessed to have the salvation that you've given us. We're blessed to have the grace that has been bestowed us through Christ, to be given this new life that we can walk in a newness of life, that we can walk in just each daily things, Lord, seeking to honor you and can honor you in the things that we do, and that we can worship you in all that we do. And it's just a privilege, Lord, the salvation that we have. The world knows nothing of this. They know nothing of the new life that we have in Christ. But you've asked us to live it, to walk it, to work it out, so the light of the new life that we have in Christ would shine brightly within the community that we're in. You're in charge of salvation. You're in charge of who you pierce the heart of those around us with that, Lord. Our responsibility is to cooperate with you with what you're doing in the world. We desire to do that, want to do that. Pray for each and every family here today and the marriages. We're all human beings. We struggle through the different kind of things, Lord. Pray for us to just have hearts that would confess, that we would own up to you, Lord. We missed the mark in some places. We've been selfish in some places. We haven't honored you in some places. Lord, repent. I want to go a different way. Teach me, Lord, how to think, how to live in a different way. That's the life that you're giving us. Man, that's available today to anybody, and you will work, Lord. I want to say that again. That's available to anybody here today, wherever it's in their life, to just confess, repent, go a different way. It's available to me today, and I want to embrace it if you show me, Lord, that that's where you're leading. We thank you for the dads and their godliness and their desire to honor you. We thank you for our church family, Lord, as we love each other for your glory. In Christ's name, amen.